Chapter 1. The Farm. "Tell me again how my dad died?" I asked. Mother was washing dishes. She looked up into the window over the kitchen sink and stared into the cold pre-dawn blackness. Then she picked up a hand towel, turned to face me, and smiled. Though she was used to the questions in the 7 years since my father passed away, I don't think it ever got any easier for her to hear them. With great patience, she would tell me about the tragedy, and each time, I started the conversation the same way. "How did he die?" A large boom sounded deeper within the cave, and adrenaline rushed through Cole's body. He looked back at Saul, who was also live-streaming this for his Instagram followers, and they nodded at each other before racing down the path.
"Hey, where are you going?"
Cole ignored the employee and kept moving with Saul, Luna, and Grayson hot on his tail. He could hear more sounds as they wound through the maze of black tunnels.
"Hope you blokes are ready for a wild ride," Saul said to his camera.
At last, Cole rounded another corner and stopped dead in his tracks.
"I think we found it," he said with a hoarse rasp.
"Is that?"
Luna started.
"Oh, shit," Saul said.
A circular display of large glass tubes sat in the middle of a clear opening. Cole squinted and held the phone up, trying to see what was inside of them. It looked like... No, he thought, it couldn't be. But it could. He edged closer and confirmed the glass.
He was drenched in sweat. He realized what was happening. He felt as though he had had the wind knocked out of him, and his mouth opened and closed like a fish out of water. Suddenly, a relief from the pain washed over him. Al stopped trying to catch his breath. He looked up through the branches of the tree and saw sunlight streaking through them. He felt good, as though he was younger and new again.
Consider problems to be opportunities. Rather than being sources of anxiety, leaders should view difficulties as opportunities. In doing so, they shed light on potential roadblocks. In a world as dynamic as ours, challenges are to be expected. Consider them opportunities to learn about previous unknown approaches. Involve your group and reliable friends. Their insights may reveal opportunities you had missed. This approach suggests that you are a leader who places premium on exploration and originality.
First of all, he said to himself, that buzzing noise means something. You don't get a buzzing noise like that, just buzzing and buzzing, without its meaning something. If there's a buzzing noise, somebody's making a buzzing noise. And the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee.
At the back of the auditorium, leaning against a shadowed column, a stern-faced man in a heavily decorated naval uniform watched the proceedings. Captain Igor Petrov, commander of the SS-19 Red Whisper. He had one reason to be here, to select the best for his submarine crew.
Alexandrov! The dean's voice echoed through the hall.
Vasily stepped forward, his black shoes gleaming, chest swelling with pride. His youthful face was a stark contrast to the seasoned veterans in the room, but his eyes held the same burning intensity.